college started. What's up, man?
I'm just going to see a couple of friends that I have there. But other than that, it's no significance.
Is it fun though, or is it nostalgic? Any of that kind of?
No, thing not nostalgic or anything. It'd be cool to go over there and just play. You know, just see some of my old homies.
Is that just one of the consequences of maybe being in the league for a little while, going to other places where you played before?
I wouldn't say it's a consequence. You know, it's obviously something I'm looking forward to. But other than that, I really have no other feeling towards it. So.
You know, Stafford talked about how different offenses require like different movements by the wide receivers. Some round off routes at the top of the route, some technical stuff that you know. Mm-hmm. But how different was it? What did you have to adjust to coming to Detroit? How much of your game did you have to adjust just because of the different systems and all that?
Well, to a receiver, a route is a route. You know. Obviously, you go and you want to sharpen your routes and stuff like that and be the best you could be every year. So I'm not going to say I changed from rounding my routes to sharpening my routes. You know, as a receiver, you want to have the best routes as possible. And that's, you know, everybody running those great routes. But I'm not going to say I changed anything, but I just tried to progress on all of the areas that I wanted to. Obviously, you know, I got brought here for a reason, so just to improve on what I've done throughout my career prior to coming here. So.
30 yards shy of 1,000 yards. Is that a milestone that you look forward to?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's always a milestone for a receiver to go over 1,000, you know, so I'm looking forward to it.
You know, Myron, you might have gone over this, but ball in the air on a 60-yard catch, what is going through your mind as the ball is launched and it's coming
mm-hmm.
to you?
Just go get the ball. that's it. You know, just locating the ball, just running as fast as I can to go meet it, and so just catch it.
Are you aware of the surroundings, the lights, the defender, any of that
No,
stuff?
Not really. No. Just like I wasn't really worried about whoever was behind me. I just said I just had to get up and get it. And I jumped early, so I had to wait. Got it. So that's kind of what I thought when I jumped up. I was like, oh.
Game time?
Oh, you know what? I jumped early, and then I just had to, you know, just stay up there for a little bit. So.
On that play, too, the defender was camped right the football. Mm-hmm. He was there almost the time Stafford threw it, and he just kind of, like, jumped in front of him.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't see him. Okay. I was just focused on the ball. Yeah.
What about the focus from last week to this week? Is it the same, or is it maybe getting a little more intense, knowing what's at stake with this team, looking at the big picture?
I think it's the same, and naturally, I think it'll get more intense. You know, just because obviously these games are vital for us, but we take it as the same approach. You know, because we had to win last week as well. So taking that same approach and taking it day by day, play by play in practice, and go out there and handle our business.
Where do you feel like you've grown the most as a receiver since coming here 2 years ago?
I think, you know, just being more comfortable, obviously. You know, when you come and there's a new system, there's always, you know, there's always going to be growing pains sometimes. And I think just being overall comfortable in the system and comfortable with Matt. So that's what it is, yeah.
Marvin, were you shook up at all when you made that big catch last week? Because it looked like you kind of came down on your helmet.
No.
Does the game ever stop evolving for a receiver? Are you ever the finished product?
No. I feel like it's not. And I felt like even, you know, coming here, I still had a lot to learn. It was a learning process last year, obviously. And, you know, I really looked at my game and looked at what I had to do to be where I wanted to be. And I felt like, you know, that this past offseason I did that, and it showed. But at the same time, there's a lot more that I still want to accomplish. There's a lot more that I think I could get better at to, you know, push me up to the top. So, you know, obviously, you know, that's what I'll do. And it's just a constant, you know, constantly evolving as a receiver. And if you don't have that mindset as a receiver, then you know, you're probably not going to go that far.
And just one other thing about the other side of that catch, somebody's got to throw it 60 yards, too.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Can anybody make that throw, or is that special?
No. I feel like that's a ball that only staff could throw, you know, and he's good at doing it. So whenever he you know, breaks out the pocket, I'm looking, and I say, well, okay. So I just been, I just put my head down, and I run, and then I look up, and there it goes, you know.
Hesitate.
So, no, definitely. So, yeah, right when he carries the ball in that one hand and he goes like that, I'm like,
What's it like knowing he has full trust in you to come down with that no matter what?
It's great, you know, to have that trust, you know, and obviously we've got a lot of work at it, you know, going through OTAs and camp and stuff, and, you know, to have that trust from him, to have that trust in me to throw it up there, and I'm going to get it 100% of the time, you know, that's a great feeling.
You did call for it. Raised
my
hand there.
Yeah, I raised my hand.
I don't think
yeah.
You were thinking it was going to end up where it did.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I raised my hand. I see him. I see his eyes, and I just take off, you know, so.
Forgive me if this was asked right now. I wasn't here at the beginning here, but is there a special meeting going back to Cincy?
No. Just to see some, you know, play against some of the old, my old fellas. The old fellas, you know, obviously I've had a lot of practice with them, and, you know, had a lot of good times with them, but other than that, there's not really any significance.
Was there any fun in seeing those guys playing against them around the holidays? I mean, it's a time where, you know, people kind of come together. You've seen those guys around the this weekend.
I guess you could say that. I mean, yeah.
AJ, you close with AJ?
Yeah, still, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're always on the group text every week. So, all of the me, Muhammad Snu, AJ, Andrew Hawkins, all of us.
Happy to see it for you. Come here. You talk about growth. And
yeah.
That was part of the reason why
yeah.
You came here
uh-huh.
Was a chance to grow.
Yeah, he's definitely happy. Definitely happy. And we talk, and especially, you know, after all of our games, we do something big. We, you know, we congratulate each other. And, so, he's definitely happy.
What did they say about your catch on the other day?
It was crazy. They said it was crazy. They said, there you go again.
How much of an effect did playing with AJ have on you as you're coming up as a receiver and try to get better at that position?
I think, you know, just being with him and seeing how he worked and how humble he was, you know, at the top of his game, you know, just staying at the top of his game, always coming to work, always making the plays that you see him make on Sundays, making those same plays in practice. It was loads of fun, you know, going out there in practice. And us, you know, just making crazy plays each practice. Just to keep stay level-headed and not getting too high, you know, that's one of the big things that and continue to play at a high level consistently. That was one of the big things I took from him.
You notice your yards and his yards are almost identical.
Yeah.
Just kind of random the way it works.
Yeah, it is random. Yeah, it's random. It's pretty cool, though.
How much do you describe your play this year to working out with Randy Moss in the offseason? How much of that the way you're playing? I think
when you go into an offseason, you look at what you can improve on. And, you know, I wanted guidance, you know what I'm saying? Just because in the beginning of last year, obviously I went on a hot start, and I was like, man, you know, Randy, he's been the most consistent, you know, receiver ever, you know what I'm saying? So if I could learn from him, and him, you know, telling me what it takes to, you know, stay on top and be consistent, you know, as a wide receiver, I was going to do that, you know. So I think me going there and just hearing it from him, you know, like, hey, just go up and attack the ball. Go use all hands. Don't use, you know, I can wear gloves. When I was working out with him, everything had to be hands, or if I didn't catch with my hands, if I caught with my body, then I had to do burpees. You know, just little stuff like that. You know, attacking the ball so you could come out the back door, or just going up and flat getting the ball. You know, when you have a legend who I think he's the, you know, greatest receiver to ever live. When you have him, you know, talking to you and him saying that you're the one of the best at doing it, so why don't you do it? You know what I'm saying? You know, when you have somebody like that saying, you know, guiding you, it's always a plus. So I think I took that to heart, and you know, you've seen it out there.
So you approached him about the arrangement? Did he come to?
We talked early, like mid season, kind of like when it was, you know, still kind of hot last year. And then after that, he was just like, you know, just come work out with me, you know. So that's how it happened.
And where was that?
North Carolina. Yeah. I'll go see him again. Yeah.
What was the experience like working with Keegan-Michael Keel in the Boogie Down Brown?
Oh, the dude is funny, man. He's funny. He's like, just nothing was scripted. Nothing was scripted. It was just all, like, organic and, like, kind of like a call-and-response type deal. And it was funny. It was funny. Like, we had to keep a straight face, obviously. But a lot of stuff he was saying, like, inside, I was ready to erupt. So,
have you talked to him since you guys did the Rockette celebration?
No, not yet. Nah, but we will, though. So, he was pretty excited about that. So, yeah.
We have his card now, so.
Oh, yeah. You know? Cool. Yeah. Hey, Boogie Down Brown, you know, he has it. 555-6666. I think that's, so give him a call.
Rule situation in the game against the other day, fumbling the ball over the goal line through the end zone. That might be a situation that could come up for a receiver. You know, how much of a concern is that when you're pylon or whatever, and are you guys coached to deal with that situation?
That one's tough. I could just say that's a tough one. And we'll see what happens with that.
As a receiver, do you pray like you don't get involved with any of those cat, like get duped by that cat rule?
I just do my thing. I secure the ball, and you don't put it in the hands of the ref. So
you have empathy for the guys that happens to you?
I'm not gonna say I have empathy for it, but you know, just I don't know. As long as it don't happen to me, huh?